It's always great to be with you, and I get to be with you twice this month. That's wonderful.
每次跟大家在一起都非常的高兴，而且这一个月呢很特别，我要来跟你们大家在一起两次。
Do you have any relatives that are difficult to get along with?
你们中间有没有说有些亲戚你们是合不来的？
I have one or two very difficult relatives.
那牧师他说他自己的有一两个这样的亲戚是非常难相处的。
Everywhere they go, they say the same thing to everyone they meet.
那不管他们去哪里，他们对所看到的人总是说一样的事情。
Let me tell you what your problem is.
那总是这样子说，让我来告诉你，你到底有什么问题。
Most of us don't really welcome someone who always wants to talk about my problem.
那我们一般的人，我们都不喜欢人家来说出我们的问题。
The Apostle Paul is not like that at all.
那我们的使徒保罗呢，不是那样子的。
The Apostle Paul has a much better approach to telling people about problems.
那他呢，告诉人有问题的是有更好的方法。
He does not say, "Let me tell you what your problem is."
他不会讲说，让我来告诉你，你到底有什么问题。
He says, "Let me tell you what our problem is."
他说，我来告诉你们，咱们有什么问题。
That's much better somehow.
这样的说法呢，是更好。
Paul is saying that every human being who's ever been born in the history of the world has the same problem.
那保罗说，在这个宇宙中所生下来，不论你在什么时候出生的，都有一个共同的问题。
He is saying that we all have broken God's rules, His laws, and we are all sinners.
他就实际上是告诉我们，世人都犯罪，都亏欠神，我们所有的人都有这样的问题。
If someone ever asks you, "Are you calling me a sinner?"
如果有人告诉你说，你说我是罪人吗？
You can say, "No, I'm calling us sinners."
那你应该说，哦，我不是说你是罪人，是说咱们都是罪人。
We all find ourselves with the same problem.
咱们都有相同的问题。
Paul, when he wrote this letter to the Christians in Rome, was trying to correct some misunderstandings.
那所以保罗写这封书信给在罗马的这些信徒呢，就是要来改正一些错误的观念。
Some of the Christians in Rome did not think they were sinners.
因为在罗马有些信徒他们不认为他们有罪。
They said, "Oh yes, those Greeks, they're sinners."
那些人可能会说啊，是啊，有些人你们是罪人。
People who live in Africa, they're sinners.
比如说像那些住在非洲的那些人，他们是罪人。
But they thought because they were Jewish, they weren't sinners.
所以他们认为说，因为他们是犹太人，所以他们不是罪人。
But here Paul says, "Are Jews any better off? No, at all, not at all. We already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks, are under sin, as it is written. There is no one righteous, not even one."
所以保罗在这边讲说，难道我们犹太人有什么长处吗？他说没有的，我们所有的人都是一样的。
The minute someone begins to talk to me like this, I want to defend myself.
那如果是有人这么告诉我的话，那我想要为自己辩护几句。
I like to say, "Well, I think I'm a better moral person than maybe he is."
我可能会讲，我的这个道德标准应该比如说某某人要好一些。
Or we say, I'm a nicer person than she is."
那我可能比另外一位那个我至少对人更友善一点。
But Paul is not talking about a matter of just being a little better than some other people.
但是保罗这里所说的，并不是来比较说谁比另外别的人更好一点。
He is saying, compared to a holy God, no one is good.
他是在把我们跟这个完全圣洁的神来比较，就发现说人里头没有一个是好的。
Here he says, "None is righteous, no, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one."
所以这边他讲说，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
Most Americans would very much disagree with this.
那绝大部分的美国人肯定不同意这样的一个说法。
They would say, "How dare God say I'm not a good person?"
他们会说神竟然会说我是一个坏人。
Let me say that first of all, I, compared to other people, perhaps, the person speaking to me is a good person.
哦，他们可能会说，那可能如果比相对于其他人来说，也许跟我说话的这个人可能比我好一点，是真的。
But the problem is that we are sinful people and we live in a sinful world.
那问题是我们所活的这个世界里面就是一个充满了罪的世界。
For example, we think being greedy is good because it's just being ambitious.
所以我们经常会认为说这个贪恋钱财可能是一个好的事，因为这个是表明你有雄心壮志。
Our culture doesn't seem to know the difference between lust and love.
那我们的这个现在的这个文化呢，好像对于这个肉体的情欲跟爱呢，也是不会分辨。
And we think violence is entertaining.
那我们还对于这些暴力的事情觉得还非常的好玩。
So all God is saying is that all of us, without any exceptions, do things that are wrong.
所以呢，我们就看到说这个没有什么例外，说我们大家所做的事情总是有些是错的。
When I ask people, why would God let you into heaven?
那如果说问人家说的，为什么这个神会让我们进入天堂呢？
The most common answer that people give me is, well, I'm a good person.
那绝大多数人会给我这么一个答案，他说那因为我是一个好人。
We don't really have a very good standard for even what's right and what's wrong.
我们今天的这个是非的标准都已经模糊不清。
Have you ever memorized all 10 of the 10 commandments?
那我们有没有说的记住这个圣经里面这个十个诫命呢？
For example, we all agree that committing murder is terrible. That's a terrible sin.
So, 至少我们大家都同意，这个谋杀是一个罪。
God says another commandment that says I must rest and not work one day out of every seven.
那另外一个诫命是说，我们要守安息日，在那天呢，我们不应该，我们要休息。
I know a lot of Christians that work 7 days a week and are very proud of it.
那很多基督徒呢是每个礼拜七天都工作，而且为此引以为豪。
But God says that one is a sin just as much as the other.
那神说，那你这样的这个就是不休息的这样的事情所犯的罪，其实跟另外一个就是谋杀人的这样的罪是一样的。
If I ask you, is it wrong to go to Norwich and rob a bank?
那如果说问你说，如果我去这个 Norwich 的银行去抢银行的话，是不是错的？
We would all say that's stealing, that's terrible.
我们都会说那肯定是错，那个是偷窃、抢劫。
If I ask your teenage son, is it bad to disrespect your parents? What would he say?
那如果你问你的这个青少年的孩子说，他们这个不尊重他们的父母，是否是对的？
Well, if he's imitating his American classmates at school, they all disrespect their parents.
那他实际上他们会觉得他们所做的只是跟他们的同学们做的一样，大家都是这么做的。
They don't think that's a sin. They think that's normal.
他们觉得这是正常的，这不是一个罪。
So you see what I mean. I dislike the sins other people commit, but I think my sins are not too bad.
所以呢，这个我们这个普遍的问题就是，我们都不喜欢别人犯的罪，但是我们自己所做的错的事情，我们不觉得它是罪。
So Paul makes a long list here of terrible things that people do.
所以保罗在这罗马书信里面就列了许多的这些罪。
He said sometimes people are violent and demand and are either verbally or physically abusive to one another.
所以比如说有些人呢，他是这个言语经常伤人，或者是呢体力经常是有暴力。
We do this because people don't give us what we want.
那我们经常这样的事情发生，常常是因为他得不到他所要的东西。
But the worst sin that he mentions here is the very last one that he talks about.
那么保罗在这边所提的这些罪里面最严重的就是他最后提的这一个。
He says there is no fear of God before their eyes.
他说他们眼中不怕神。
We don't respect and honor God. When he says something's wrong or that I'm a sinner, I disagree with him.
我们呢就是不尊重神，因为当神说我们犯的罪没有按照他的就是犯的罪的时候呢，我们就不同意他这样的说法。
So Paul wanted the people in the church in the city of Rome to all understand that we are all sinners, we all have the same problem.
所以保罗写这个书信呢，就是要罗马在罗马市这个教会里面的信徒知道，我们所有的人都犯了罪。
The second thing he wanted us to understand is we all live under the same sentence from God as our judge.
那么他要讲保罗要讲的第二点呢，就是我们因着所犯的罪。都是活在一个神所定的罪里面。
In verse 19, he says, "Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes the knowledge of sin."
那这个是在罗马书三章，刚才讲的都是罗马书三章。那么在十九节。到二十节这边讲说我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下之人说的好塞住个人的口叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下所以凡有血气的没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义因为律法本是叫人之罪
So in spite of my feeling that I might be more innocent than someone else God not only says I'm guilty but I'mAlso under the same sentence as other sinners.
所以虽然说我自己可能会觉得我所犯的错犯的罪比别人要少，但是仍然在神的眼中，就像保罗书信所说的，我们跟其他人没有分别，都是活在神的这个对罪的审判之下。
Later in Romans, he says, "For we've all sinned, and the wages of sin is that is death."
保罗以后在这个罗马书信后面呢，又继续的说，罪的工价就是死。
We find this kind of shocking.
我们觉得这个简直是一个太令人震惊的一个说法。
We would say, well, what about all the good things I've done?
那么我说，那怎么只看到罪？那我做了那些好事呢？
Your children ever do that when you tell them, don't play near that. It's fragile. You'll break it.
那我们小孩的家庭都会知道说，你如果跟你的小孩说，哦，不要碰某某什么东西，因为你碰了可能会把它弄破了。
And then when you're not looking, they play and they break whatever the valuable thing was you told them not to break.
那可是呢，就在你不注意的时候，没有看见看着他的时候，他就把你的东西给打破了。
And you say you broke my beautiful vase.
那你可能说你把我的一个非常漂亮的花瓶给打破了。
And your son says to you, look at all the things I didn't break.
那你说哦，你看我只打破这个，那还有家里其他的东西都没有打破呢。
I only broke one thing.
我只打破一个。
Don't I get credit for the things I do not break?
那些我没有打破了，你不应该给我一个好评吗？
So we think that God must have some scales of justice, and if I do more good things than bad things, then He doesn't condemn me.
所以我们就会认为说，神呢，他可以有一个叫做公义的这个天平。那就是我们如果做一些比较多的好事，是不是就能够跟那个做那些错能够平衡呢？让这个天平能够取得平衡呢？
But that's not how God's justice works at all.
但是神的公义呢，不是如此。
In verse 20, Paul said, "For by the works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes the knowledge of sin."
所以呢，就是这边在讲说，在神的面前，没有人能够靠自己的行为能够称义。
So the good things we do count with God, but they don't outweigh the sins we commit.
所以呢，我们看到说，我们所做的，不管你做什么事情，做多少好事，都不可能跟我们所犯的罪能够平衡。
I use illustrations to try to help people understand this.
比如说，为了让人家更容易明白，我就会用一个比喻。
What if Adolf Hitler was nice to his mother?
那比如说，如果希特勒他对他的母亲很好啊。
If he was nice to his mother, that doesn't make up for the starting a world war and thousands, millions of people dying.
那应该说不能，因为他对他母亲好，就能够跟他这个屠杀了那么多人，这个抵消。
What if a criminal who steals millions of dollars give thousands of dollars to a charity?
那如果像一些这个盗贼，都盗了几百万的钱，然后给几千块给一些慈善组织呢？
We would never say, oh, he should be forgiven for the millions he's stolen because he gave thousands of dollars to charity.
我们肯定不会说因为他给了这些慈善组织数千块我们就说他 去偷了那些几百万块呢，我们觉得他们可以被饶恕。
So God is saying to us, it doesn't work to try to just do more good things than bad things.
那所以说，在神的眼中，我们无法通过做更多的善事来抵消我们所犯的罪。
He tells us that will not make us justified before God.
他说，我们不可能因此来在神的面前称为义人。
The word justified is a legal word, and it means to bring something into line with something else.
那么被称义这一个词呢，是一个律法上的词，意思就是说让我们能够跟这个义能够在排在一条线上。
So my good works will not bring me into line with God's righteousness.
所以我们所做的不可能跟神的公义这条线摆在一起。
So we all have the same problem, all human beings.
我们所有的人，整个人类都有这样的问题。
Whether we're good people or not as good people, we still are all sinners.
不管我们是好像比较好的人，或者是比较差的人，我们没有一个人都能够是一个义人。
And the penalty, the sentence for sin is the same for all people. The wages of sin is death.
然后对罪的审判呢，也都是一样的。
Now we get to the good news part of my sermon.
那在这个今天的这个讲到的下面的一个部分是一个好消息。
God made a universal solution to our universal problem.
那神呢，为我们这样一个普世的一个罪的问题，提了一个普世的一个解决的方案。
And the solution starts with the story of Christmas.
那么这个解决方案呢，就是在这个圣诞节的时候发生的事。
Jesus Christ came into our world and became one of us, became a man.
耶稣基督成为一个人，来到我们的中间。
And Jesus lived a perfect life.
耶稣的生命是一个完美的生命。
He showed us that living a perfect life is possible.
他就向我们展示，要过一个完全的生活，完全的生命是可能的。
Listen in verses beginning with verse 21 with how Paul describes what Jesus did.
我们在20节、21节又看到说保罗在这边是怎么讲的。
But now the righteousness of God has been manifest apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
从第21节到24节，这边讲，但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做，就白白的称义。
When you're reading the Bible, always look for the word but.
那当你在读圣经中，经常会读到一个地方，说有个转折点，但是。
I was waiting to hear what the Chinese word for but is, but I think I got it.
牧师他说有看到中文字但这个中文字。
This is a glorious word.
那么这个是一个充满了荣耀的一个字。
He's saying we're all sinners, but.
他说我们世人都亏都犯了罪，但是。
We're all sentenced to death, but.
我们都被审判为。死罪，因为罪，我们都被判定为死刑。但是
，Jesus Christ has come to offer His life to all of us.
耶稣基督来到这个世上，献上他自己的生命，为了拯救我们所有的人。
The Bible says that He is both just and the justifier of the people He came to save.
所以在圣经里面，他讲说，耶稣基督他也是我们的神。他是公义的，并且呢是使人称义的一位神。
Jesus came to give us His righteousness.
他来到这世上是给我们每个人他的义。
Verse 22 says, "The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe."
二十二节这边讲说，就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
So no matter how good I am, my righteousness would never, ever get me into heaven.
所以不论我是怎么样一个好人，我自己所做的多少的好事，我都不可能，这些好事都不可能让我能够进到神的国。
But the righteousness of Jesus Christ will.
但是呢，通过耶稣基督，我们就可以。
The sacrifice of Jesus on the cross in my place for my sin is what purchases my forgiveness.
所以耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的，作为一个挽回器，就能够把我们从最终赎回来。
And I love the word all when it's in the Bible.
那在圣经里面讲说是所有的，那我就特别喜欢这个字。
So when Okay, when Jesus says all have been offered this salvation, he means all races, all religions, everyone.
当他讲到说所有的，就是指所有的人，不论你的是什么种族、什么文化，就是所有的人。
We accept this gift by putting our faith in Jesus Christ.
如果我们因信耶稣基督来接受这样的恩典。
And when we do that, we are justified by God's grace as a gift.
那我们就被称为义。那么这个义呢，就是神白白赐给我们的。
Paul wants us to understand that no one could ever possibly do this for themselves.
那保罗在这里告诉大家说，没有人有可能通过他自己的努力来获得。
All human beings, we all struggle with being proud.
我们所有的人都有个毛病，就是骄傲。
I say we're like four-year-olds.
就像四岁的小孩。
You try to help the four-year-old tie their shoes, you know.
如果你想为一个四岁的小孩子来接他那个鞋带的时候。
And they say, I'll do it myself.
他会说我自己会做。
And we cannot do this ourselves.
那实际上我们根本不可能自己，这小孩不可能自己做，我们呢也一样。
We had to be redeemed.
我们必须要被赎。
Do you know that there are people still being sold into slavery in Africa today?
你知道今天，即使在今天，在非洲那边还有人就被卖为奴的。
In Sudan, when the people in the south are captured, they are sold as slaves in slave markets in northern Sudan.
所以有些人就在南苏丹就被抓起来做然后卖到北苏丹去做奴隶。
Some wonderful Christian organizations are actually collecting money.
所以很一些非常慈善的一些基督徒的这个团体就去募捐一些钱。
They go to the slave markets in northern Sudan.
他们就到北苏丹的这个奴隶的市场上去。
And they purchase the freedom of the people being sold into slavery.
然后就去买赎那些被卖到那边做奴隶的这些人的自由。
That's what the word redeem means.
哦，这个就是我这个圣经里面所说的这个买赎救赎这个词的意思。
These poor women and men and children have no money, no way to be free, to set themselves free.
那么就像北苏丹的这些奴隶，这些男男女女、老老少少的这些被卖为奴的这些人，他们根本没有能力，没有这个钱能够来买赎自己的自由。
Only the generation and the generosity and the kindness of others could purchase their freedom.
只有那些乐意施舍的那些人，他们呢能够来为他们买回他们的自由。
And that's what it means that Jesus Christ redeemed me.
那这个呢，对牧师来讲，他说这就是耶稣基督所赐给我们这个买赎的这个所的意思。
He bought my freedom from my sentence of sin and death.
因为他用他自己买赎了我们被因罪而被判的死刑。
Listen, beginning with verse 24. Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, there's that word redeem, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
所以在第二十四节之后的几节，这边是这么说的：如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
Jesus is our propitiation. If you don't understand what the English word propitiation means, that's okay, because not one English speaker in 1,000 knows what it means either. A propitiation is when you sacrifice the life of one being to pay for the sins of another. This was a very common practice when the Bible was written. Jesus Christ came to give his life on the cross to pay for our sins.
那么耶稣基督呢, 就是这样子, 来到世上, 然后在十字架上, 献出他自己的生命。
His own life is the price he paid for our forgiveness.
所以他所献出的生命, 就是为我们所付上的这个赎罪价, 赎罪祭。
Remember, I said that we were all sentenced to death.
刚才牧师说了, 我们所有的人都被判为死罪。
So Jesus loved us so much that he died in my place, in your place, so that we could be free.
那耶稣基督如此的爱我们, 所以他为我们死了, 所以我们能够活。
And that's how he justified us, brought us into line with God's righteousness.
那这样子, 通过他这样的这个, 赎罪, 就让我们能够被称为义, 跟神的义呢, 就能够, 放在一起。
What Paul is teaching is vitally important for all of us to understand.
那么保罗在这边所告诉我们的, 对我们来讲, 就是非常重要的。
We're surrounded by millions of people who don't know this truth.
我们的周围有千千万万的人并不懂得这样的真理。
Even if they don't know about this, they share the same problem we have.
他们不知道这个真理, 那是他们跟我们有一样的问题。
And we're the only ones who can talk to them about the solution that Jesus provided for our universal problem. We can tell them that Jesus Christ gave his life, and he's the only one who can forgive us for our sin. No other human in the history of the whole world has lived a perfect life, and no, because it says no one is righteous.
世界上历世历代, 没有一个人能够活出一个完全的生命。
No other philosophy, no other religion in the world can say that a perfect person gave his life so our sins could be forgiven.
那么在任何其他的哲学或者宗教里面, 没有任何一个能够说 用一个完美的完全的生命来做一个赎罪祭，能够来赎回我们的罪。
And the simple requirement to receive this grace from God is just to believe in Jesus Christ.
那我们能够领受神赐给我们这样恩典的唯一的一个代价，就是我们去相信他。
So Paul promises to everyone who has faith in Christ the same outcome.
所以, 保罗就 这个应许给罗马这些信徒说, 只要你们信, 那么你们所得到的这个结果呢, 都是一样的。
In verse 30, he says, since God is one, will justify the circumcised by faith, the uncircumcised through faith, he goes on to say that God will bring us all into line with his perfect righteousness.
所以在30节, 这边讲说神既是一位, 他就要因信称那受割礼的为义。
I want, like Paul, I want everyone to know what Jesus did and why he came.
就像保罗一样, 牧师也要告诉大家, 耶稣基督为什么来到这个世上, 他对我们意味着什么。
I want all my friends to share the wonderful gift of God's grace.
希望我们所有的人都能够跟我们周遭的人来分享这样神的这个恩典。
I'm not trying to convert them to a religion.
牧师的目的并不是说要把这些人变成一个, 宗教的人物。
I'm trying to introduce them to Jesus Christ so he'll give them eternal life.
而是呢要把耶稣基督介绍给我们的朋友们，使得他们也能够得到神所赐的这个生命。
I'll finish as I often do with a story.
那牧师最后呢想跟大家分享一个故事。
I was speaking to a Jewish psychiatrist.
牧师有一次呢跟这个一个犹太的这个精神病专家谈话。
Relax, I wasn't talking to him about my psychological problems.
他并不是跟他们讲的有关这个精神病方面的事情。
The Jewish psychiatrist was struggling because one of their patients had committed suicide.
那么这个这个医生，这个精神病医生，犹太医生的话，他的问题就是他有个病人自杀了。
My psychiatrist friend asked me how she could be comforted.
所以呢，他就问说他怎么样能够让他心灵得到一些安慰。
The psychiatrist felt they had failed their patient and the patient had died.
他觉得说，因为他那个病人在他手中没有得到治疗，所以他现在死了。
I ask, are you able to forgive yourself for this?
牧师就问这个精神病专家这个医生，问他说，那你能有没有可能原谅你自己呢？
And the psychiatrist said, no, I really don't think I can forgive myself. I am the one that committed the crime.
那么这个精神病医生这个朋友就告诉他说他无法原谅他自己。
So I said, well, what if there were someone greater and more righteous than you who could forgive you?
那如果是这样子的话，那如果有一个是在你之上的某一个人，他呢有这种权柄，他能够原谅你的话呢？
I told the psychiatrist, I agree with you. I don't have the authority to forgive myself, and you don't have the authority to forgive yourself.
那牧师是跟这位精神病医生这个朋友说你是对的，我没有权柄能够原谅我自己的过错。那一样，你也是没有权柄能够饶恕你自己的罪过的过失。
But we could forgive ourselves if we were forgiven by a holy, righteous God.
但是如果我们圣洁的神能够赦免我们的话，那我们就可以原谅我们自己的罪。
If you allow him to forgive you, then you will feel the forgiveness that you need.
如果我们知道神会饶恕我们，会赦免我们一切的过犯，那我们在我们的心中，我们就能够有一个得赦免的这种感觉。
So I told my friend that Jesus had died for my sins and her sins and the sins of every human being.
所以牧师就告诉这位朋友说，这个耶稣基督他要赦免我们他的罪，还有这个医生的罪，我们所有人的罪。
And because of his grace and mercy and love, if she would ask him, he would forgive her.
因为耶稣基督他满有恩典慈爱，所以如果你去向他祈求的话，他就会把这样的饶恕，这样的赦免会赐给你。
And I don't know if my friend ever accepted the gift of Jesus' forgiveness.
那牧师说他不知道这位朋友到底最后有没有真正接受耶稣基督作为他的这个救主，作为这个礼物，赦罪的礼物。
But I offered my friend the most precious thing that I possess.
那可是呢，不管怎么样，牧师呢就把他所拥有的这份最美好的礼物，就是介绍给他。
The most precious thing I possess is the grace of God through faith in Jesus.
那么这一份最宝贵的礼物呢，就是耶稣基督，就是神对我们的爱，通过耶稣基督所赐给我们的恩典。
I pray my friend will enjoy the same mercy and grace that I have.
那他在祷告中常纪念这位朋友，但愿他能够跟牧师一样，能够接受这份神赐给的恩典。
Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Father, comfort us, even though your word is true that we are all sinners.
我们亲爱的天父，真是虽然也确确实实的我们都是罪人，我们谢谢你我们求你来安慰我们。
Encourage us, even though we thought perhaps our sin was minor, it's actually serious.
我们虽然我们的罪，我们看这些罪看似轻，也许是很严重的，但是主，我们求你来赦免我们。
Help us to believe your word when it tells us the wages of sin is death.
帮助我们来更深的认识你，说我们的罪的代价就是死。
But also give us faith to trust your solution to this problem.
更是赐给我们一个信心，就知道说信靠你，我们就能够有一个解决的办法。
If we put our faith in Jesus Christ, he will forgive us and give us his own righteousness.
如果我们信耶稣基督，我们的罪就会被得赦免，我们就能够被称为义。
He will bring us into line with your justice.
就能够把我们带到他的公义的警戒上面。
Jesus will accept the death penalty that was ours upon himself.
耶稣基督只是拿去了我们定在我们身上的死罪。
And give us his eternal life instead.
却把那永恒的生命赐给了我们。
May we announce this universal solution to all of our friends and family members.
让我们这是向我们的家人，我们的朋友来宣扬这样的救恩。
To all of our people with we work with every day and anyone who will listen.
也让我们向每天跟我们一起工作的，或者我们所认识的人来宣扬。
Jesus Christ is the gift of Christmas.
耶稣基督就是我们的圣诞节的礼物。
May we offer this gift to everyone.
让我们把这样的礼物 也介绍给每个人。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.